Now, that crew, he continued all the same, each and every jack of them, once ashore, petitioned the Admiralty courts against the captain. It was no use, Miss Doyle. No use. Jaggery had his way. All he needed to say was that Cranach refused a lawful order, and he received not one word of censure. It's a sad commonplace. I've yet to see a master charged. Ah, Zachariah pressed on, but the captain must sail again. Sailing is his life. He has his reputation for fast crossings to keep up, speeds that bring ripe profits. But to sail, even Jaggery needs a crew.
Mr. Zachariah, I must beg you to refrain.
But Andrew Jaggery could find not one other jack to sign with the Seahawk. They were all warned away.
As soon as he said that, my mind went to the Liverpool dockmen who fled, the one upon hearing the captain's name, the other upon seeing the Seahawk. But the next moment I turned and said, But Mr. Zachariah, what about these men?
On this ship?
Yes.
Miss Doyle, I only said other men were kept away.
Suddenly I began to understand. Are these his former crew? I asked. His eyes were hard upon me now, frightening me. On the Seahawk? I demanded. He nodded.
Only Mr. Hollybrass is new.
Then he added,
And Mr. Cranach could not sign.
I stared at him for a moment, and by sheer force of will said, If Captain Jaggery was so cruel, why should they have signed on again? Zachariah leaned close to me.
Revenge,
he whispered. Revenge? I echoed weakly.
The old man nodded. Because of all this, I gave you that dirk.
Automatically, my hand touched it in my pocket.
They?
He lowered his voice, even as he indicated the deck with a movement of his head.
Know your father's name. They know the captain works for him. They assume you'll stand.
Mr. Zachariah, I cut in with the only voice I had, a faint whisper. I have nothing but respect for the captain.
Exactly.
For a moment, neither of us spoke. Then Zachariah asked,
Where have you kept this dirk I gave you?
Under my mattress.
Miss Doyle, I beg of you, keep it there still.
At that very instant, we were startled by a noise. We looked around. It was Mr. Hollybrass, peering at us from behind his shaggy brows like some spy, his frown indicative of his displeasure in seeing us closeted so. Miss Doyle, the first mate said,
Compliments of Captain Jaggery, and would you be kind enough to join him in his quarters for tea?
This ends Disc 1.